The Click platform has been an amazing success at the University of Essex, so we caught up with Matthew Lloyd from East 15 to talk to him about it.
So over the years, Click has been incredibly useful to East 15 students, both graduates and sometimes on certain courses, they have used Click for the supporting of their final dissertation projects. And this is a vital piece of experience that they gain in their professional preparation, because at East 15, one of the things that we're famous for is that we not only train actors and theatre artists in the craft that they want to pursue, but we also give them the equipment to launch their professional careers. And Click is an integral part of that, because when they are leaving East 15, what many of them do is set up their own company and set up their own projects, which of course have to be funded. Click is a brilliant kind of stepping stone for them to build their funding base for their own creative work. And not only is it a good, generous starting point in terms of their funding, but it is also a source of advice, and it structures their approach to the fundraising effort. So it's incredibly useful in terms of acquiring skills that will then go on to support the rest of their professional career. So the variety of work that Click has supported in an East 15 context is very striking. It's been used by graduating directors who have to set up their own projects. Sometimes these are done as external projects where the director hires a venue for themselves and acts as a producer as well as a theatre director. And they frequently use Click to support that activity. It's also very often used by groups of East 15 students who form a company and take work to various different theatre festivals, most conspicuously the Edinburgh Festival, which frequently has in excess of 40 East 15 originated shows at it. And of those kind of that plethora of shows, many of them will have benefited from a Click campaign in order to set up the funding. So there are also other examples of work. I know that people have used Click to support short film projects and also specific projects that might be to do with running workshops and sharing training skills. And that's another very important strand of professional work that East 15 students are sort of proficient at setting up for themselves. Click is very successful in initiating certain kinds of work that East 15 students need to get good at. They need to understand the dynamics of fundraising, and they need to understand how to structure a marketing campaign and ways of promoting their own work. So it educates them in how to frame the creative work that they're doing, how to pitch it to an audience, how to make the relevance of the work meaningful to people who are not just a bunch of other theatre students, to the general public, to sources of funding. So there's a whole piece of work there that becomes incredibly important for the students when they start filling in much bigger funding applications, because what they characteristically will do is graduate from small projects, which can be supported by the amounts of money that you can raise with a Click campaign, to much bigger projects, which will require quite a complex funding application perhaps to the Arts Council or to a trust or a foundation. And these are quite complex documents. They need to be driven by a kind of articulacy that the artists have to acquire. And CLIC is often the first stepping stone for that. So CLIC draws in a wide range of different networks to support the work that graduating students want to do. Obviously, they very often start with their own personal network. And I know that CLIC has been very successful in enticing donations from friends and relatives and people in their immediate circle. But also, once the ball starts rolling, CLIC is a very effective tool to bring in other sources of money and to broaden the network. So this can include East 15 alumni. It can include people who have a more general interest in supporting emerging artists. And this is a very encouraging aspect of the whole scheme. So CLIC is incredibly important in the way it supports the work that our graduating students do as soon as they leave East 15. And it also supports their stepping into the professional realm.
Hi, my name is Stephen Nyman. I'm an MFA theater directing student who just graduated from East 15 Acting School. My grades just got posted today. I think when it was coming to choose my thesis project, I was a bit ambitious. And I chose a play that had 10 actors, and I knew that it was going to be a struggle to get them any type of funding, set, props, costumes, all of that. Matthew had suggested to do my play at an outside venue, which I decided to go with, which was JW3, which is the Jewish Community Center in Northern London. I'm a big supporter of JW3 as a Jew myself. I found very homely there. I found that I really connected with a lot of people there. And I pitched a play called Paula Vogel's A Decent. And so I realized very quickly I was going to need some type of funds, even though I was getting a profit share from the venue. I was gonna need some type of funds just to put the play together. So I started a CLIC. I think it was really interesting to come to. I had talked to a few people about how they used it, but then learning about the match funding that CLIC Fund does became very important to me. So reaching that goal to reach that match was very important. And so I ended up, I think through the CLIC Fund, I think I got over £2,000, which was incredible. And I was able to, through other means of fundraising, not just the CLIC Fund, but able to produce this show and not make a profit, but I was not trying to when I did the show. I was very much engaged in telling the story, but CLIC Fund was a very good resource that I was very happy to use, supplied by the University of Essex. I don't think I would be able to do the show without it. I think that it would have been a very lower budget without it. I think that it almost would have been impossible without it. And without CLIC Fund being a resource that the school had, I think I would have had to do my play at the Corbett, and I don't think it would have had as much success in that venue. As a Jewish theater director, I found it very important to tell a Jewish story. I really wanted to connect with people from my community, especially in London. It kind of goes back to the Jewish diaspora of why I choose to do Jewish plays. I find that's a very interesting conversation to have right now, especially with what's going on in the world. So I decided to direct Paula Vogel's Indecent, which is a play about 10 play about a play called The God of Vengeance by Shalom Ash. He wrote this play in 1907. And it was called names and was dismissed by the Yiddish community in Poland, in Warsaw, where he was. And he ended up taking God of Vengeance around the world. And God of Vengeance was people were very critical about it because It showed two women, two Jewish women who loved each other. It had dealt with whorehouses, loss of faith, a lot of themes that a lot of the Jewish community was like, oh no, we're pulling petrol on the flames of anti-Semitism, especially in 1907, which was leading, of course, to 1939, which is the Holocaust. And so the play takes us on this journey of the God of Vengeance. So it has 10 actors who play over, I think, 52 roles. Three actor musicians who play live music throughout the entire show, and we have one actor who stays the same stage manager. His name is Lemel. He travels with the play, and so it starts in 1907, and the play quickly jumps to 1911, and it starts performing everywhere. We end up going to America, and when God of Vengeance was performed in New York City, it was very popular. It ended up eventually going to Broadway. In the first Broadway show, the cast and crew were arrested for indecency, which is where the title Indecent comes from. And basically, it showed the anti-Semitism of America at the time. It was a tragic event of the theater world that arrested these people for telling a story that focused on Jewish people. And these people ended up not being able to do theater much in America anymore. So they end up going back to Europe, start doing the play again. And then they get trapped in the ghetto, in Lodz, and then end up getting taken by the Nazis from the ghetto to Auschwitz, and they all perish. And then at the end of the play, it shows Shalom Ashk and a new playwright named John Rawson, and John Rawson wants to do the play, and Shalom Ashk is saying, no, I wrote this play for a different time, a different people. 6 million people have left the theater. And I think that story is really impactful. I think that it tells something people can connect to, really tries to get people to think about anti-Semitism as a global conflict, and to understand that 6 million voices were snuffed out by a government entity, and that a lot of the governments, including England, America, France, I know France was a puppet state, but a lot of the governments in World War II did not allow the Jews to leave that area, and they are responsible. And I think, you know, the play ends in 1957, with Shalom Ashk being kicked out of America because of the Red Scare, because of the McCarthyism. He was the house of un-American activities, if you will. So you have, which is a lot of Jews were kicked out due to that. McCarthyism attacked a lot of Jewish people because we came from Europe. We had this, we moved in. There was a heavy anti-Semitism movement in America. There still is in a lot of ways, as well in England, as well in all kind of cultures. It feels like wherever the Jews go, hate and anger follow. And I think I wanted to tell a story that showed Jewish people as humans, that didn't show us as a single thing. We're not the stereotype that people believe we are. And I think that this play shows, men or women, this play shows humanity. It shows Jews as humans, and it shows the sacrifices people make for art. And it tells a very integral story that I think I'll never forget. And the 10 actors that I worked with were incredible. I got to direct my dad in it as well. So that was such an incredible experience. And I think that it was important to tell this story, an issue. So it's 40 years. The play spans 40 years, like 12 locations. We travel many countries. But it is a play about the people who put on the play work. And because this is a true story, the play is a true story. I think that's the impactful thing. It's like, these are real people who played this play, who suffered. We did it at JW3, which is the Jewish community. And I think the Jewish Community Center in North London, right dab in the middle of it. And I think we had to tell, you know, we had a lot of people from that community come see the play. And I think it was so important that we told the story from the Jewish Community Center, that we got people who weren't Jewish to come see the play there as well. And I think that was such an interesting dynamic, because we were able to reach past the religious aspect of the play and connect with people who were non-religious, or to people who are non-Jews. And I think successfully, we were able to tell this beautiful story. The reaction was very not mixed. It was, there were people walking out going, oh my gosh, it was amazing, it was incredible. I remember my professor was very happy with my work. It was really impactful to people. I remember one of the actors, his husband, who they both live in Poland currently, he was sitting in the audience watching the play. And at the end of the play, he was just crying. He couldn't help himself but bawl. And to me, that was impactful. To me, to reach an audience member like that, to actually connect to somebody on an emotional level. I think that's the goal of theater, is to show people a story, tell people a story that will impact people. And that's all I wanted to do, was tell a story. And I think successfully with my team, I had a really good team behind me. My lighting design was incredible. Phil Hamilton, who works at East 15, does an incredible job. I had students as well, Gabe, Alex, Manly, just to name a few people who were either my sound projection designer, Ismini, sound projection designer, lighting, intimacy director, movement director, set designer slash costume designer. I had this big team behind me who was always supporting, my stage manager, Jazz Kent, also East 15. So it was a very like heavy East 15 project mixed with some people who of course were different, like who were East 15. So I think it was really fun to kind of have people who are like, who grew up, who, you know, I say grew up together, but like, you know, we train together to work with people who've trained in other environments. And I think it's such a special bond that you realize that you build with people who have similar training to you. And I was very happy at the end. And I think that's what mattered most, is it didn't become about whether the play was so difficult to direct. I mean, it felt impossible at times, and but the work was put in and I was so happy, and the actors were incredible, and the people I worked with are incredible people, and I would never get rid of that experience of learning. Without Click, I would not have been able to do this project and have a successful MFA. Click's match funding is one of the most incredible opportunities as a student at East 15 Acting School and through the University of Essex. If you're not taking advantage of it and you want to do a play, I don't know how to get that to you, but please take advantage of Click Fund.